ISIS attempts to alter history, killing fields get a makeover in Cambodia, and Compassion Sunday motivates churches in the U.S. That's next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. ISIS's destruction of ancient artifacts in Iraq is being called a cultural genocide by some. They join a long list of others who've annihilated history in the name of revolution, like the Nazis, the Khmer Rouge, the Taliban, just to name a few. It's an attempt to reset history, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
That's been a consistent theme by fundamentalists, to try to annihilate anything before them to show that Islam really made the culture, advanced it forward.
But the motivation that drives ISIS is what's really insidious.
I think we just have to realize that anything that Jesus is doing, Satan is trying to counterfeit.
The brutality stands in contrast to the hope of Christ, and people are responding. Would you continue to pray?
Southern Baptists just released some statistics saying the fastest growing church per capita right now may be in the Middle East, despite ISIS, Hamas, the Islamic Brotherhood. It's not stopping the progress of the gospel.
Next, there's a saying out of the mouth of babes, and it usually refers to a child's remarkable insight. A little girl named Miriam was recently featured on a Sat7 Kids television show called Why Is That? She's a refugee in Iraq, driven out by ISIS. In her segment on reconciliation, she forgave ISIS, asked God to forgive them, and then sang a song about her love in Christ. Pray that God's Spirit will intercede in the lives of the next generation in the Middle East and North Africa. Look for the links to that video at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Cambodia, streams of grace are replacing Pol Pot's killing fields. Asian Access is teaching believers like Meng An Ur how to share their faith.
Cambodia is really open for the gospel of Jesus. And we can go out and preach the gospel, do church planting.
As a result, Cambodians are coming to Christ in droves. One of them used to lead killing sprees as a general under Pol Pot's command. This man played an active role in the deaths of 1.7 million people.
He used to kill many people before he came to know the Lord Jesus as a savior. And now he planned about 100 churches along the border of Cambodia and Thailand.
Over 100 pastors are coming together for a conference in May.
They need to know more about the Word of God. They need more training.
In other news, the clock is ticking down to Urbana 15. Tom Lin of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says every 3 years, Urbana connects college kids in global missions. This year's theme is a tough one.
We're going to engage with the persecuted church around the world. We're going to look at what's happening, what God is doing, some wonderful, inspiring stories of what God is doing, but also to challenge the student generation in what it means for them to be involved. And for some, it may be some hard choices because, as you know, some of these places in the world to actually go to and to serve the Lord in those places, it's very challenging. But we want to paint a very real picture and then call students to engage even when it's difficult.
Urbana 15 will be held during the last week of December in St. Louis, Missouri. While its focus is the Great Commission, Urbana isn't just for students who've been Christians all their lives.
At the last conference, we saw several hundred commit their lives to Christ for the first time.
And it's not just for Bible students.
We are very excited to have our first ever technology hackathon called Hack for Missions.
Registration is now open. You can learn more about Urbana 15 and sign up at our website, missionnews.org.
Those 5 days are very full, and there's a lot that God does during that time.
And April 26th is Compassion Sunday. It's a day for churches across America to share the Bible's message of caring for those in need. It's also a time to prompt compassion to action. Compassion International hopes that churches will take the chance to care for a child through a local church in that child's community. Call it a bridge to the gospel, and it makes a difference. So if you want to host a Compassion Sunday event, look for the links, downloadables, and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us, and when you join, you'll get news, behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook page and Twitter pages can be found at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.